Samachay Amid Aleph Mishnah, first Mishnah. My guess would be it's 65A2. Talk to Mishnah. Ktana Shamra Hiskabel Ligiti. A Ktana asked somebody to be her Shliach LeKabbalah. She obviously can't make a Shliach LeKabbalah. Ain't I get, I chagia get liyada. The only way it works is if the husband makes a Shliach LeHalacha. We had this Gemara last week, and the Gemara explained this Mishnah that the husband knows that the wife's Shliach LeKabbalah can't work, so he obviously means to do it Shliach LeHalacha, because he knows that a Ktana can't make a Shliach. So it's not like he's thinking he's giving it LeKabbalah, he's not. He's giving it LeHalacha because it can't work LeKabbalah. So then when it gets to her hand, it is a good get. That gives the husband an opportunity to change his mind because it's his shliach leilacha. Rashi, shemratza ba lachzer kaidim shagi get liyada. Rashi says, of course, before she gets the get. Shein kot naisi shliach. Vim amar lo yaviya tzei viskabel lebiti giti gita. What if the father appointed someone to be the shliach to get the get for his daughter, the ktana, and we spoke out that the father has the right to get the ktana, yet, and bratza lachzer lo yachzer. He cannot change his mind because the father can make a shliach lekabbalah. And the guy comes and says, I'm a shliach lekabbalah, and he hands it to him, and he says, hey, lech. So it means shliach lekabbalah. If somebody says, the reason I said hey, lech, and I didn't want to get involved in hey, lech, kishchi. A husband says, give this get to my wife in Cincinnati. I want you to give it to her in Cincinnati. And the guy goes and he meets the wife in Toledo and he hands her the get in Toledo puzzle. Because by saying give it to her in Cincinnati, he wants the get to be done in Cincinnati for his embarrassment purposes. In Cincinnati, he's not afraid he's going to be embarrassed. Maybe a few people know him or his friends are there. They stick up for him. Whereas he doesn't want it done anywhere else. Because in a certain sense, divorcing a woman is embarrassing. And he doesn't want that get to take place anywhere else. If not, he should just said, give my wife the get. Why did he say in Cincinnati? He obviously wants the get to take place.
There has to be a lumpus to it?
Yes, because if not, why not?
But that's not... Can you make a tenaya without a
lumpus? I'll tell you what. We'll wait for one more line. Harry b'makom pliny, v'nasla b'makom achar. Here, take my wife to get to my wife. She is in Cincinnati. And he gave it to her in Toledo, Kusher. Because then Cincinnati was just a place, a marker, where he told the shliach, that's where you'll find her. He found her in Toledo. If he says, give it to her in Cincinnati, he's not letting him know where his wife is. He wants the get to be done in Cincinnati. If he says, give it to my wife, she is in Cincinnati, it's not that he cares to have the get done in Cincinnati. He's saying in Cincinnati because that's where he's letting the guy know where you'll find my wife. That's what the Tanna Kamma holds. We will see in the Gemara. We'll see in the Mishnah later on. Heisha Shamra is Kabul Ligiti B'makom Pliny. What if a woman says to a husband, Tashliach, I want you to accept my get from my husband. I want you to accept it in Cincinnati. So she, why Cincinnati? I don't know. I picked on Cincinnati today. Today's Cincinnati Day. They paid the Chamber of Commerce of Cincinnati, asked me to please advertise Cincinnati as a wonderful place to divorce your wife. Aisha! What am I supposed to say? Aisha!
He's from Cincinnati.
Right?
Who?
Okay, so fine. He's divorced from Cincinnati.
That would be a lousy
That's why I said it. Aisha Sharma Labaila. I'm sorry, Teshliach. Kiskabali Giti Bamakamplaini, Vikibla Bamakamaka Bustle. The same thing. She doesn't want to receive the get anywhere else. Now she doesn't have control. Right? But the Shliach is only a Shliach over there. If the guy hands it to her, she can scream all she wants, then she got the get. Right, in those days, you didn't need the woman to agree to accept the get. But if she appoints an agent, the agency is limited to how she appointed him. She said, accept the get in, we'll pick a different city today, Dayton. So you accept the get in Dayton, right? So he's only an agent to accept the get in Dayton. That's what the Tanna Kamma says. Rabbi Elazar Machshir. Rabbi Elazar, it says no, because the Gemara will explain Rabbi Elazar, so we'll leave it for the Gemara. Notice that Rabbi Elazar only argues in the case of the woman's agency, not in the case of the husband's agency. He did not say that in the case where the husband said, give it to her in Cincinnati, and he gives it to her in Toledo, it works. He only said it when a woman said, accept the get in Dayton, and she accepted, the guy accepted it somewhere else, he says it works, and the Gemara is going to want to know what's the difference. What if she says, go to my husband and ask him to send me the get? He should send me the get from whatever city, we'll pick a different city today, Medina. Right, he should bring me the get from Medina, because she's not appointing an agent. The guy's not her agent. She's asking him to go become a shliach loylocha. So wherever the husband gets, that's not up to her. She didn't make him an agent. She asked him for a favor. You're going, you're going to meet my husband, ask him to send me the get. Not to give you the get and divorce, that's shliach lekabala. She said, please bring me the get. Be his shliach to bring me the get. Okay, so what difference does it make whether the guy followed her dictates or not? The bottom line is, she had no dictates. She didn't make the guy an agent. She has no control over the process. And therefore, it's megareches. Yes?
So I'm not certain if this is an issue or not.
Again, because it's a question whether the agency is a good agency. But I appoint an agent, he works under my dictates. Therefore, I have a control. The woman has control when the guy's not her agent. He's not her agent. She's always herself. Rashi. And Ratzah about Lachzer Kaidim Shagit Leget Liyada, Puzzle. The Ein Ritzainai. Look at Rashi. This is, I want you to listen to Rabbi Cohen because this is what you asked. The Ein Ritzainai Shealizu Alosham. He doesn't want people in another city speaking about him. Paid to he, and he cares. See, and your question was, why do we have to have a reason? He said, take it to her there. The answer is, does he mean Mare Malkum or not? What does the guy mean when he says, give it to my wife in Cincinnati? Is that just telling you where she is? Or is that insisting that it be done in Cincinnati? If we have no reason that he should insist on it, why don't we translate his words that he's just letting you know where she is? Like Hari Hibama complaining. The answer is, we do have a reason. People speak about the person that gave a divorce. Certain cities, people are more mock, but they should speak about them. And certain people, they're less mock, but they don't care. Right. A guy plans to move to Lakewood. He doesn't want them talking about him in Lakewood now. They have time to talk to him about him when he gets there. Machangel, if he's not planning to move to California, he doesn't care if people are talking about him in California.
We're saying that the Swara Kitzoni is that his reasoning is this.
Right, because if not, there's no reason to say he cares.
Without any lumdus, we say that this is why he said it.
Right, why else would he say it?
People just talk for no reason.
I second that motion, but not in the Gemara. Harihiba Makamplaini, Ain El Kamara Makam Sham Timtana. He's just showing a place, that's where you will find her. Blood of Maksher, time in the parish Gemara, the Gemara explains the reason. Frek the Gemara. Rabbi Lazar, Maishna Reisha, the Loi Polig, Maishna Seifa, the Polig. Why is Rabbi Elazar in the ratio when the husband says, give it to her in Cincinnati, we say Rabbi Elazar agrees that he wants the get to take place in Cincinnati. When the woman says, accept the get in Dayton, we say, Rabbi Elazar says, she doesn't mean to make the agency dependent on Dayton. She means just to show where you'll probably get it. So why in the ratio doesn't he argue? If we're translating the appointment of the agency not to insist on what the city you mentioned, because you say Mara Malkum Hilai, so why isn't it true by the husband as well? Make up your mind. If you hold like the Tanakama, you should hold in both cases. And if you hold like a blazer, why is it in both cases? And for the Gemara. Iu de Medaita Megarish Kapit. Eid about Karkam is Gareshes Mara Malkam Hilai. And this is Rabbi Lazar's logic. The husband has control over the process. Therefore, we say he wants the process done in a certain way. The woman has no control over the process. She does have control over her agent, but she really has no control in the giving of the get. There's very little reason to suspect that the woman feels that she can control how the get's going to operate. And therefore, we say she met Mara Malkam Hilai. Because she doesn't think in terms of controlling where the get should be and where the get shouldn't be. She thinks in terms of getting the get. My husband, he thinks in terms of control, because he is in control of the process. So when a husband says, give the get my wife the get in Cincinnati, he means Cincinnati. When the woman says, accept the get in Dayton, since she doesn't control get, why would we think that she only wants the agent to be in Dayton? It's not like she can control where the husband gives it to her. Yes, she does have legal right to not make him an agent anywhere else. But why would she do that? She knows that the husband can give it to her any place and anywhere. So we assume that she's not meaning to control her agency. She's Mara Malkam Hilai. That's what Rabbi Lazar says. And the Tanakhama says no. A woman might mean to control what her agent operates, even though she's not in control of the process of the divorce. That's the machlokes. But by a husband, nobody's arguing. He's the man in control. The man in control means what he says. Rashi. Maishna reishit lepolig rablozer gabi ten gets at leishni b'mokim pleini. Tani puzzle. Give that get to my wife in that place. It says puzzle. We die to megaras. My daughter tali boy. It's all dependent on him. Ikulamei mekapeti. He means it. The dafke karmelei. I believe about Korcha Megarsha. She has no say in Gerushin. But no yada the nichle lebal lemeitzu hazam. For all she knows, the Mal might not want to give it to her agent in Dayton. He might say, I don't want to give it here. Hilkun ena kamara malkum sham timtzenum. Since she realizes she doesn't control the process and it's up to the husband, so she just means to say, look for him in Dayton. You'll probably find him there. The Tanakhama says she means to say you can't be my agent only in Dayton. I, the husband, might not want to give it to you. Fine, so we'll worry about it then. That's the machlokes. Zok de Mishnah Vayter. Havu Ligiti. A woman asks a person, you're going to that city, you're going to see my husband, ask him to send me my get. So again, according to most Rishonim, that's how we've been learning the whole sugya. A woman has no power to make an agent to pick up a get and bring it to her. That's the husband's job. She can ask for a favor. You're going to be in town. You're going to see my husband. Ask him to send me the get. Maybe you're coming back. You can bring the get. He's not working for the woman. He's doing her a favor to work for her husband. Therefore, a chalas b'truma, if she's an anxious kayin, she can keep on eating truma, until she gets the get. She is not divorced. I, the agent, got it. The agent is working for the husband. The divorce has not taken place yet. She tells the shliach, listen, get the get from my husband as a shliach le kabbalah. Now, we have no idea when that transfer took place.
It takes 4 hours to get to Cincinnati.
It might, but maybe the husband's right outside of town. She has no idea where the husband is. He usually lives in Cincinnati. He might be on a business trip in Parma. Skabaligiti asura lechol truma miyad. She's asked to eat truma right away because she doesn't know what it happened. It might have happened in a half an hour after the guy left the house.
We also don't know if the bomb made him a shliach malach.
Again, we don't have to. Maybe, right. Maybe not.
It's not just because of distance.
I don't know. Malach means she can eat truma.
Right. So why?
But it's saying it's not because she made him a shliach l'kabbalah, and the husband might have given it to him.
Right. I'm saying there's a reason. There's a lot of tzedakim to think that if she's not divorced.
But there's one type to think that it's divorced, and that's good enough. There's no reason to suspect that the husband wouldn't give it to him as a shliach l'kabbalah. Why?
The kabbalah.
The kabbalah, right? Thank you for correcting me.
I hate doing that, Rabbi.
No, but it's right. It was good. It's very good. So the item shouldn't make a mistake. And I appreciate it. Thank you. I said thank you. Hey, I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm trying not to be any sharper anymore. We're going to be nice. And
no, I keep my Rebbe now. I need someone to yell.
Right.
I see Malcolm means where?
Which I see Malcolm? I don't know where you see I see Malcolm. You're ahead of me. You're in the next case of the Mishnah, which I didn't get to yet. Hiskabu ligiti b'malkam ploini. I want you to get my get in Dayton. Right? I want you to get my get in Dayton. So we're going like the Tanakama, who says that she's insisting that the get not work only in Dayton. So therefore, until the shliach gets to Dayton, there's no reason that she thinks she's divorced. Why is she divorced? Mishleimah, when she says, go get my get as a shliach l'kabbalah, we don't know where she's going to find the husband. Where the shliach is going to find the husband? Might be 5 minutes away. He bumps into the husband. She's going to have to get. I'm a shliach l'kabbalah. The husband hands it to him. But if she says, you're my agent to accept the get in Dayton, and it takes 5 hours to get to Dayton, you know for 5 hours she's not divorced. Because even if she meets the husband before, he's not an agent to accept, only in Dayton.
And again, this is when you know. But if you know the opposite, you just spoke to that minute on the, and he's in, you know, 8 hours away in Lakewood. That you know.
How would
that.
You know that?
Because you just spoke. He just told you I'm in Lakewood.
He said, but therefore.
He had a video, and he see the BMG in the background.
Today, nothing's awry anymore. Used to be phone numbers, the area codes were Raya. The guy might be outside the door and he has a 732 number. And he has in the background, he has the video of BMG. You know, today nothing is Raya anymore. You have zero, almost no Raya that a person is where he is. I once did it. I went to a chassan in Detroit. But the chassan didn't think I was coming. So I called him, like, 10 minutes out of the place from my 216 number to wish him mazel tov. He said, oh, he's sorry, I can't make it, v'chuvu, v'chuvu. And I walked in 10 minutes later, and it blew his mind. He said, you just called me from Cleveland. Right? Because the 216 makes you think it's Cleveland.
That's a good story. Is that my guy?
No, not your guy. No, that was a different time. Right. Right. Reb Lezer I semiyat. Reb Lezer holds, a woman doesn't mean to control agency. All she meant to say is, that's where he is. But he might not be there. He might be somewhere else. And therefore he asks right away. Rashi. But she's not divorced until she gets to get. Gemara has a problem. Because he meets the husband in Parma. It's not a get till he gets to Dayton. Right? So how does the get work? The Gemara is going to have. Why is it a get when it arrives in Dayton? He didn't give it to her in Dayton. He gave it to her in Parma. If he gives it in Parma, it's puzzle. The Mishnah says it's not a get till he gets to Dayton. Mashmo, when he gets to Dayton, the get does kick in. Why? The Gemara is going to talk about it. We'll leave it for the Gemara.
The previous Rashi says until it gets to her hand.
Right.
What's the very next line in the Mishnah? When she says it's a surah, why does it say like a surah lefu truma miyad? Does that mean until it gets to her hand also?
No. She made it shlich l'kabbalah.
So a surah, well, she's ushering to him now, right away. Oh.
I say miyad, mishapirish miyadzla. The he's just saying he's there. From the minute the shliach left, he might have found the husband right outside the city. We don't know where the husband is. She thinks he's somewhere. Maybe he's not. And she didn't make the agency dependent on it. She's only Mara Malkam Eloi. So according to Blazer, she becomes Asadi Truma right away. Frak the Gemara, the Gita Mir Saba. But
can she make a get al Tanai?
Can she make a get al Tanai? Can he make a get al Tanai?
He
can. And I mean, before I get involved, not Bisman Azeh. We don't make Tanai again. In the time of the Gemara, yes, make a get al Tanai.
Do we try to understand why he did it?
Makes no difference. Assuming that people have seichel, they make a tanai for a reason. Now, according to some people, people waste their words and say stupid things, so then they make a tanai for stupid reasons. Why in the world...
That's what I'm trying to say over here. Why are we looking into his...
Because people don't do stupidities.
When a person says, I want to get to be chal in 10 days...
Right. Correct.
When the first day that the sun comes out, I want to get to work.
That's not so simple. That's braver. That might not work.
Oh, well, not braver. Don't say that, please.
I love that, yes. That might be braver.
But let's say, whatever, when Biden dies, I don't know. What
yeah, that's also braver.
Why?
The difference between Tanai and braver, according to Tysus, is Tanai has to be beyond the Lekaima and die to Lekaima. Something that's in your control. Anything that's out of your control is not a Tanai, it's called Brera. If somebody divorces his wife on condition that it rains tomorrow, that's Brera. If somebody divorces his wife on condition that he goes to New York, that's Tanai. Tysus and Gittin of Gimel and Beis, I'm sorry, Chof Heim and Beis, explains that that's the difference between Tanai and Brera. Not everybody agrees, but that's Tysus. Because they wonder, when is it a Tanai and when is it a Breira? That's why when you say the sun comes out, it's Breira. When he says, when you give me $10,000, that's Tanai. Even though he can't make her give $10,000, but she can give $10,000. It's something that's doable by the humans involved. Okay, Frech the Gemara. The Gemara is going now on the second case. The woman said to her husband, to the shliach, get the get from me, be my shliach lekabala in Dayton. Zok the Mishnah, that she's not usher betruma till the time it takes to get to Dayton. Now, the Mishnah does not say that he doesn't meet the husband beforehand. Saying it's not a get till the shliach gets to get Dayton. But when the shliach gets to Dayton, the get he received kicks in. That means the shliach got the get in Parma, but she said, you're not my agent till you get to Dayton. So when he gets to Dayton, at that moment she gets divorced. That's what the Mishnah sounds like. Because the Mishnah says, ain't a get, achi agia, achi jagia get la isamakum. The get has to arrive there. Not that the husband has to be there. The get has to arrive there. That means the husband was somewhere else, gave the shliach l'kabbalah the get, but he wasn't the shliach l'kabbalah because it was a condition that he only is a shliach l'kabbalah in Dayton. So we have to give the Gemara. No questions until I finish the next piece. So, frech the Gemara, so if the get is a good get, why? He's not a shliach. Gita me have it, for Amrit Rachel have a Gita. Accepting it in Parma doesn't work. She told him, you're not my agent unless you take it in Dayton. He didn't take it in Dayton. He took it in Parma. And for the Gemara. The Amrilay, his Kabul Gita b'machsa mechatsya. The story is that she told the agent, take my get in b'machsa mechatsya. By the way, I never do this, or if I did, I forgot it a million times. Roshrei Rigon says, Masa Mechasya is Surya. It's the same city as Surya. Surya and Masa Mechasya are the same city. The Masifta here brings from Roshrei Rigon that Masa Mechasya is another name for Surya, the city where Rav had his yeshiva. Vizimnin, the Mishkagas Leib Bubba. And sometimes you might find them in Bubba, which is usually a code word for Narda. What?
Surah, not Surya.
Surah, I meant Surah. I'm sorry, I apologize. Surah. Right, it's a Masa Mechasya is Surah, and Narda is usually called Bavo. Lachi Kamerle. So this is what she means to say. Why is she saying that to him? I want you to accept the get in Masa Mechasya, but sometimes you'll find them in Narda, in Bavo. What she means to say is Mishko Kolecha de Mishkagas Le Shaklamine. Take it wherever you find them. However, Gita. Lehavi ad the matas l'masa mechazia. But it won't kick in until you arrive at masa mechazia. This is the way she set up the agency. She said, "I want you to go the getch. I want you to become my shliach lekabala masa mechazia. You might find my husband beforehand, so take the get. But I'm not divorced till you get to masa mechazia." That's what she's saying. Now, in that case, she is mutter to eat truma till the shliach can get to masa mechazia, whatever amount of time it takes. That's why our Mishnah says it is a good get, but you can eat truma till he gets to masa mechazia. No question. So again, I will explain it again, and I will explain the obvious question that's here, so before anybody jumps on me. Again, the woman said to the man, "Be my agent in masa mechazia." According to the Tanakhama, that means you're not my agent till you get to masa mechazia. However, if you find my husband elsewhere, take the get. Well, if that's true, so why'd you say masa mechazia? Teretz says, you take the get wherever he gives it to you. You become my agent to accept the get in masa mechazia. So she meets the guy in Parma. The shliach meets the husband in Parma. He takes the get from the shliach, from the husband, but he's not divorced yet because she hasn't appointed him an agent in Kabbalah till he gets to Dayton. He travels from Parma to Dayton. Whenever he steps foot in Dayton, she becomes divorced. That's the case of the Gemara. Regan Ala Rishaynim, this is a typical case of Kli Giteich. A get has to be given from the husband to the woman. The woman can't pick up her get. If a husband says to a wife, "The get's over there, take it," she's not divorced. It has to be Vinasan Biyada. Now he gave it to the shliach who's not a shliach. He gave it to this agent in Parma where he wasn't the shliach l'kabbalah. The guy travels to Dayton. All of a sudden, he becomes a shliach l'kabbalah. That means he picked the get up. The husband never gave it to the shliach l'kabbalah. He gave it to a non-shliach who's nothing. He wasn't a shliach l'kabbalah. He wasn't a shliach l'kabbalah. He was a zero. He was a floor. And when they arrived in Dayton, the shliach l'kabbalah picks it up. Why is it a good get? It's a Kli Giteich. He didn't give it to the shliach. He gave it, he put it on a train. And the train traveled to Dayton. And in Dayton, the shliach l'kabbalah picked it up. That's not a get. The shliach was a train. It was a car. He had nothing to do, he wasn't a shliach. The husband gave it, because she didn't make him a shliach until he gets to Masa Mechazia. You'll find him in somewhere else. Because she's telling him the truth. I don't care where you take it from him. I don't want you to be my shliach till you get to Masa Mechazia. Her power over agency.
Not within her power to create them to do that.
Why not? She's not making him an agent till he gets to Masa Mechazia. She's not, because she told him, "I don't want it to be again." Again, why is she saying, "I want you to be my shliach in Masa Mechazia"? That means he doesn't want it to work. That means you're not my shliach yet. Whatever her reason might be.
No, that's where she thinks he is.
Not true. He said he might be somewhere else.
What?
She tells him he might be in Parma.
I thought he said, "You'll find him in Masa Mechazia."
Yes. She said to him, "Take my get for me in Masa Mechazia. Sometimes you'll find him somewhere else." Why did she just say, "Take my get from my husband, wherever you find him"? Why did she say, "Masa Mechazia"? So we translate. Wait a second. Let me just explain the Gemara. You argue in the Gemara in a minute. We explain the words to mean, "You're not my agent until Masa Mechazia. You might find him earlier, take it from him. But I'm not divorced till you get to Masa Mechazia."
Why would he go there then?
He happens to be going to Masa Mechazia anyway, whatever it is. She only appointed him an agent to Masa Mechazia. That means till then, he's not her agent. The problem is, the husband gave it to him in Parma when the husband's not giving it to a shliach. He's giving it to a nothing, putting it on a train. And the train arrives in Masa Mechazia, and then he becomes a shliach. That's Kli Giteich. So the Rishayim answer. Okay? I'm just telling Tysus' answer, so please don't jump on me. This is Tysus' discussion. Emphasizes, the husband tells him, Be my shliach lahilacha till you get to Masa Mechasya. When you get to Masa Mechasya, appoint, go to Bezin, say b'fanenechtem, appoint somebody, Bezin will appoint somebody to give it back to you as a shliach l'kabbalah. So this will only work if this guy becomes the husband's agent till Masa Mechasya, where he will give it to a Bezin, and Bezin will appoint the shliach. Or Bizman Hazeh, we would say, the husband appoints somebody in Masa Mechasya to be a shliach. And this guy is the UPS that delivers the get to the shliach. And then the shliach will give it to him as a shliach l'kabbalah. So he's a mailman. He gets to Masa Mechasya, hands it over to the husband appointed shliach, or if there's no phones, so there's no way to appoint the shliach, so the husband makes him a shliach l'halacha. He goes to Bezin, says b'fanenechtem. The shliach l'halacha is appointed by Bezin to give to him as a shliach l'kabbalah. That's how Taisa says it works. If not, it's shliach l'chamar gabi karka. Taisa is the second teretz, but this is Taisa's first teretz. Yes, doctor.
Are we at questions yet?
Yes, now you can ask questions. By the way, people were asking questions before this, yes.
Just because the rabbi makes it here doesn't mean I should.
Yes.
It seems like we've gotten aimed over soap on both sides of the question, right?
I can't hear you.
It seems like we've gotten aimed over soap on both sides of the question. There is an unavoidable problem of knowledge in both ways involved in this horizon. She could think she's divorced, and if she's not, she gets married.
So it only says Asura Lecho Batruma. It doesn't say she can get married. We have to cover our bases.
Yeah, but still you've got the problem of Truma. When she thinks she's not divorced, but she is.
So that's why the Mishnah says Asura Lecho Batruma.
So, I mean,
till the minimum amount of time that he can get to wherever city.
We've got a problem in that even if it's enough time to get to the city, it could be, you have mentioned, he went somewhere else on a business trip, things like that. There would seem to be no end to it.
Again, we are asking the Truma the earliest possible time it could have happened.
But so we're going to discuss getting married later.
Yeah, she can't get married till she knows for sure she's divorced, and then she has to count 3 months anyway.
What consists of knowledge?
It's a good question. If a woman sends a shliach l'kabbalah to China to get her get, and she gets an email saying I took your get, is that enough? Probably not. She'll need a letter from a bezin today. Bizman hazeh. In the olden times, she would need some kind, I don't know what evidence she would need. She would need evidence.
Do we say that, it's called the problem of knowledge. It's actually where Einstein...
Yeah, it's a major problem of knowledge.
Yeah, it's where Einstein came up with relativity and stuff like this at the beginning of his thought process. But do we say that people married at the pleasure of Basin?
No! It's that the get didn't have it, the knowledge. She has to hear it from two Adam. Today, a letter from Bezin is like two Adam.
No, I hear, but we still wind up with the problem that, there really is no way of knowing.
Why? Bezin writes a letter, you know. We rely on Adam. That's what the Torah told us to do. When Adam tells you something, you know it.
When Bezin writes a letter and it gets lost or destroyed on the way there,
then you'll never know. Again, I only did one second marriage as a Masada Kedushin. In order for me to be Masada Kedushin at that second marriage, I needed to know that the woman was divorced. The way she handed me a letter written by a bezin in Toronto who had done the get, and it said that they had done the get for this woman. I had the letter. I asked Rebaruch, is this enough for me to rely on? He said yes, and I moved on. Did not have to call them to verify. It had the seal, it had the whole business. I went to a bar, it was the first time I did it. I wasn't going to rely on my own knowledge. I went to him, I showed him the letter. I wanted to know, first of all, the Rabbanim are reliable, that they're there. It happened to me that one of them I knew was very reliable. Rabbi Ox.
Who?
Ox.
It's interesting.
Rabbi Schatz knows who he is. Yeah.
What you're saying also is there's an acceptable degree of uncertainty with a derisive.
Right. Right. Rashi. Then the Mishkagas love a bubble. Kibin the Amra Hadar Amra Lehachi. Since she said this to him, McLeod the Lloyd come to be Kabbalibaduk Tachrina. Doesn't care if he takes it. Behind the cover lay Ikab and Masa Machasya. So why did she mention Masa Machasya? Hachi Kamer, like Tehei Shluchi Le Kabbalah, Liz Garish, and the Al Yotcha. Don't be my agent. Add the Mata Sasum till you get there. The Amara Malkam Eloi? No, that's Viter. Rabbi Lazar, Eister Miad. Rabbi Lazar says, no, because Rabbi Lazar held that when a woman appoints an agent and says, you're an agent in Masa Machasya, she doesn't mean that. She means, that's probably where he is. Frekti Gibarim Shita. We know Rabbi Lazar Shita. He said it before. The Amara Malkam Eloi. The Trashi. The Amara Malkam Eloi. The Amara Rabbi Lazar Leo. Isha Kivin Delab Didok Talya. Since she's not in charge of the process of the get. Kviyas Mekayma Lehavi Kveda. Her setting a place is not insisting on something. Lamara Malkam. And for the Gemara Light, Tzricha, I need this case. The Amri Lay, she told the Shliach, Zil Lemizrach, go to the east, the Isdim Mizrach. My husband's located in the east. And, Ka'azul Lemayrav, the Shliach decided, he told the woman, I'm not going east, I'll be your agent, but I'm not going that way, I'm going west. So the chances of him meeting the husband are rather slim. Might be. Mao detainment the Myra Velese. Maybe she can eat truma. The guy's not going east till 2 weeks from now. Now he's traveling west. He probably doesn't meet the husband. Again, she doesn't care where he meets the husband. The husband will give him the get, she's divorced. But he's traveling in the opposite direction of where the husband is. So what are the chances he's going to meet the husband? Not great. So maybe she can still eat truma. Kamash Malan, Duma Bahadi the Kazal Megas Gosbe. While he's going, he might bump into him on his way west. The other way, Gita. And he will give him the get. And therefore, she's also right away. Meaning the Chiddush in this case is that even if he's headed in a different direction where the husband usually is located, Rabbi Lazar still says, you don't know when it happened. You can't be sure that she didn't, that the Shliach didn't meet him.
Don't know if he's really in the west.
He was in the east. He might have been in the west. You never know. You don't have a GPS on this.
No,
Mashenki.
No, the
Tanakama holds that this question that she didn't make him an agent. Tanakama held that a woman is insisting on agency. So he held that it's not a guest till she gets to the city, she said. Tanakama held that a woman can make is making a condition in her agency. Rabbi Lazar is the one that says she's not making anything. So what's the chiddush of this case? Answer is, even though he's going in the opposite direction of where he usually is, Rabbi Lazar still says you have to worry.
Is this something you do with alumnus of, I know I can't make you shliach Kabbalah, so whatever...
It's not true, I can make you shliach Kabbalah.
I'm saying the same type of alumnus is, whatever works, works. Is that type of thing?
No.
Is that what's
trying
to this?
No. There's no whatever works. There's only one thing that can work. A woman can only appoint a shliach in Kabbalah. Rashi, le'tzvicha, the itzich le'misni aytzim yad, what's the chiddush? The isa le'baba mitzvach, v'hai shliach, asa le'mayer, if he went to the west. Ma'al de'tem le'titzim yad, though le'mayer v'lesa le'baal. The nekesh do'ma ma'ashkech le'ba orchem b'tzeisim in the ear. The husband's not west. Why would we think he bumped into him? Chiddush is maybe Megas guys might be gay, but he might have bumped into him. Now we're getting off the subject a little bit, but it's a similar kind of case. Somebody says to Shliach, listen, I need to make an Erev Tchumen just to refresh our memories, from Masechtas Erevin. Somebody make him make an Erev Tchumen. Erev Tchumen is, you put down food for two suitors in a place up to 2,000 amos out of the city and extend your tchum for 2,000 amos in that direction. You lose the tchum on the other side, but you gain 2,000 amos in that direction. So if somebody makes an Erev Tchumen, and he can do it by sending a shliach, he can ask somebody, do me a favor, make an Erev Tchuma for me. So I'm a Lishluchai, Arav Liba tomorrow. Do me a favor, make me an Erev with dates. The year of Liba Gregris, and the Shliach took figs and made an Erev. Begregris, the year of Liba tomorrow. Or he told Madur with figs, and the Shliach took dates. Tanicha, the one Brisa says, Eruv Erev, it works anyway. But Tanya Yidach, ain't Eruv Erev. So it's a contradiction in Brisa. Does the Erev work when the Shliach used the wrong item? Amarabba Leikasha, Harabban and Harav Lazar, Samach Leikas in our Mishnah. How much did he mean when he said dates? Did he mean only dates? Or was like saying, you know, take the dates, but he didn't care whether they took the dates or the figs? HaRabbanan da'amri k'peida. Rabbanan say when a person says something, he means it. He says, do the Erev with dates. He means, don't do with anything else. Take my dates. HaRabbanan, who says the Maramokam Eli? The person is not being insistent. He just means, take dates. He doesn't care if it's dates or figs. Why should it make a difference to him? Rashi.
Does the person have to eat the
Erev
Tchuma? No. No.
It's a little different because...
Again, I didn't have a chance to do the Rashi yet, so before we jump on the Gemara, I answered his question. Does the person have to eat the Erev Tchuma? No. You don't have to eat your Erev Tchuma either, by the way.
You don't?
No. We say you should do it because once you did a mitzvah, do a second mitzvah with it. You don't have to. The Erev Tchuma is effective even if you don't eat
it. You can eat it right away on Friday night.
Friday night. If you want to, you can eat it on Friday night. Meaning is to wait till Shabbos Shudas, so you can use it as Lech HaMishnah Friday night, and Shabbos Day, and then eat it Shabbos Shudas. But it's not necessary.
But
you can eat it Friday night or not eat it at all.
Okay, but why drag it out? Why don't I just do it right away
on
Shabbos?
I need it on Shabbos.
On Shabbos meal.
Go ahead, eat it right away if you want to. The Mr. Brewer brings down that it's kedai to use it as Lech HaMishnah two times beforehand to get more mitzvahs with the same bread. That's all.
I think there is a
mishnah. What?
I think there is a mishnah that says eat it right away because
mitzvah about that. Could be. And Halacha brings down the other way. If you don't get eaten, you don't eat it.
It has to be available at least 1 minute.
Correct. Pass Benashmash.
Will affect
Yom Tov
right away. On Yom
Tov. Not on Yom Tov, no. On Shabbos.
If you get eaten on Yom Tov,
then the after feels gone. If Yom Tov is Thursday, Friday, and on Wednesday afternoon you made an Erev Tavshilin, and on Thursday you ate it, you don't have an Erev Tavshilin.
Asking what happens
on
Thursday
you got lost. I'm sorry?
After you
finish cooking. Right, okay. True. So after you finish preparing, whatever preparing she's doing. Right. Tuesday is if you finish everything on Friday afternoon and now you're doing nothing, sitting on the couch and learning Torah, of course. You're not reading the Yotet. You're learning Torah. Right. By the way, the other pays for advertisement. So if you're sitting and learning, you're not going to do anything more in preparation for Shabbos. You can eat the Erev Tavshilin.
No, I thought Baruch was lost. But he meant.
If you don't have it, you don't have it.
Is that lost? Is okay?
No. And you can't continue preparing for Shabbos.
You've got lost?
I just said that, yes.
Even Rabbi Sachs says that? Ox? Who's that? Who is that?
The Yid. That's his introductory qualification, he's a Yid. He's also a Rav, he's also a Tamachakam. He has many things going for him. But the first thing is, he's a Yid. And count him from Inyan. He's probably not a Kayan. I don't know if he's a Kayan. I don't think he's a Kayan.
Who's the Rashi
yet? Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Arav Liba tomorrow, I'm the son of Alpayim Shultchum. Harabbanan d'amri lel gabi dito, avagab d'loy b'dito talya, it doesn't depend, l'ich b'slo, she doesn't care. Aminin kol mai d'amri inchi, in ish l'shluchay, yishoni lav shluchayhu. We say, even though there's no reason she be shemakbid, if she said it, she means it. Hokanam yeinu ruv'erev. Mar mokim uloy b'mikitin lakim seder, there's nothing to lose. L'ich b'slo. That's Rabba's Terence. Rav Yosef amar hav harabbanan. If it's his own food, right, they agree that it's not a kveda. I, by woman, it is. By woman might mean she doesn't want to be embarrassed in certain cities. But here, why would the owner care if it's figs or dates? If the friend told him, you're allowed to take my dates for an Erev, and the shliach went and took the friend's figs, he had no permission to take it. The friend gave him permission to take dates. Dr. Rashi, Havar Abanam, Inu Nami Le Amrik Peda, Elagabi Isha, the Hasam Nichale the Titzel. She's happy there, she doesn't mind being embarrassed. Labaduch Tachwini, Anach Masnisa, Kambishaloi, Eruva Erev, Layichbusle, there's no reason to care. Vahidik Tony Eina Erev, Kondiyov Lechavri, Rishusli, Ruvi Mitzvahim Diday. His friend gave him permission to take an Erev from his dates. Lamalahech Lishlucha, Areli Mitzvahim Diplani. The Hoka Vadaik paid the Huda, McGreg was the Chavre, let's play the Rishusa. Let me explain over here a basic machloikis between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. In the Rabbanan Shita, not Rabbi Lazar, in Rabbanan Shita, that a woman says, accept a get from me in Dayton. The Rabbanan say, and if he accepts it anywhere else, it's not a get. That's what the Rabbanan said. In the Rabbanan Shita, why? Is it because, no reason, she said Dayton. It doesn't work only in Dayton. Not because there's any overriding reason that she should accept it in Dayton over anybody else. If that is true. It means Rabbanan say, we don't think of reasons. Right? As was said here earlier today. We don't think of reasons. She said Dayton, it's only in Dayton. He said dates, it's only Dayton. Aye, who cares if it's Dayton or figs? His food? He's going to go there and take it anyway? So why should he care if it's dates or figs? He has no reason to care. But he said dates. Just like he said Dayton. That's Rabba's understanding. You don't need a reason. You listen to words. Rav Yosef said no. By a woman there's a reason. She might not want to get anywhere else for her embarrassment reasons. That's why we say she cares. But by Erev, nobody cares. Rabbanu would agree that by Erev it works. So one bride says it doesn't. That's because it's not his stuff. It's somebody else's stuff. It's Zayla. That's what Machlekes is. So Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef are arguing in the translation of the Rabbanon. Are the Rabbanon Machbet and Dayton because he said Dayton? Not because there's any reason. But you said it. Or is it because there's a reason? Now, Kamina, when there's no reason. Like when a guy says, make the Erev with dates, and the shliach took figs. Why would the owner care? Not losing the food. His food. He's going to eat it anyway.
He's going to eat it anyway. What does that mean?
He goes out there and eats it.
The mishaleach.
Yeah. It's his food.
Right. So maybe he only likes figs.
Again, he owns dates and he owns figs.
So he says because he owns them and he likes it.
Again, he can eat both of them anyway. It's not like he should care.
What's that? Whatever. I don't care what you do.
He has it, right? He owns figs. That means he has figs and he eats
figs.
Therefore
what?
Doesn't care. There's no reason. There's no reason. Okay.
I have a reason.
Yeah.
But the Gemara says there's no reason.
You said Erev, you don't have to eat. Is that what you're talking about?
You don't have to eat it, but you could eat it. You're not losing anything. Again, when a person makes an Erev, he's not losing anything. Listen, you're making an Erev Tavshilim. Right? You ask a guy, make an Erev Tavshilim for me. And he told him to use an egg, and he uses gefilte fish. Does it really make a difference? Why would you be makbel? You're going to eat it either way on Shabbos.
It doesn't matter. I said
egg. That's the Machlokes, Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Rabbi would agree to you, and Rav Yosef would say, why in the world does the guy care? Everybody should have a wonderful day.